Anshu Giri has managed the operations of the Giri family's two tea estates since 2010. Samshar and Ganga Devi Tea Estate and Giribandhu Tea Estate are pesticide MRL compliant with EU standards. They produce 1 million kilos of premium CTC, that's cut, tear, curl tea, annually, and 600,000 kilos of high-quality, low-grown orthodox tea exclusively for export. Anshu earned a degree in manufacturing operations and management and holds an MBA from the Herberger Business School at St. Cloud State University in the U.S. Today, I'm excited to introduce newsmaker Anshu Giri, director of Samsha Tea in Nepal.
Thank you for having me, Dan.
ILO is not a regulatory body. Their assessment raises awareness of the best practices in anticipation of Nepal's change in status from a least developed country to a developing country in November 2026. Food safety rules apply to every country, regardless of status. However, trade regulations tighten when a country's economic status improves. Samshar follows HACCP, the Hazard Analysis and Critical Control Point Procedures, and holds ISO food safety management certifications. Workers are trained and issued protective clothing when handling chemicals. Your company complies with health and safety rules and best practices because that's good business, right?
Partially true. Maybe we don't comply to everything, especially those that are not practical, especially those that may not be mandated by law. I was born here. I was raised here. I grew up with a lot of, you know, children of my employees. I used to hang around with them, you know, play as kids with them. So, you know, I have a sentimental attachment to much of the workers here. When you see the struggles of the underprivileged growing up, you see firsthand the problem that the, you know, the workers are facing, right? So with that being right in front of me, I mean, how would you ignore that, right? A lot of people in the tea industry are like second, third, fourth generations, right? They're like, you know, parents, grandparents have been in the industry. So they're already in touch with what goes on at the grassroots level. I was educated in America, like you said. You know, I am familiar with I'm familiar with all the OSHA principles because my major was management, right? Undergrad. So I'm familiar with all the OSHA guidelines. I'm, you know, and having worked in America for a few years, I know, you know, what occupational health and safety was. So maybe that drew a bit into, you know, some of the implementations that we've done. But much of the recommendations is basically, you know, common sense. It's not rocket science. It's just common sense. Do what you should do, what you must do to protect your employees, and that's it.
The ILO assessment includes recommendations for government, employer organizations, trade unions, workers, and employers. The top recommendation for employers are workplace-level health and safety policy, training, and the integration of health promotion. How widespread is compliance in the organized sector?
For us, this is a normal thing to do. HACCP and ISO 22000 standard guidelines require you to have, measures to protect against cross-contamination, right? ISO 22000 should be mandatory for all tea producers. Because this is not something you need to think about too much, right? This is common sense. What would come naturally to you as an employer? The industry hasn't gotten to a point where, you know, people, you know, majority of the factories are still not yet ISO 22000 certified. And even if they are certified, it is not being implemented. It's basically, a name tag.
Data for the assessment was collected from 65 enterprises, including 12 tea estates, 9 factories, and 9 cooperatives in the fall of 2022. Half of these operations were engaged in orthodox and half in CTC production. They were located in 4 major tea-producing districts. The report concludes, quote, The main concern in the tea sector is the prevalence of temporary and informal work. Most workers are employed temporarily, reflecting the seasonal nature of tea production and the need for a flexible workforce, end quote. In reading the assessment, were there any concerns you wish had been addressed?
Well, firstly, Dan, a lot of the problems is focused towards the organized tea sector, right? Tea estates. But in Nepal, right, majority of the tea estates are already down under. The majority of the tea here is produced by small tea growers, right? So, like what we call bottle factories. They process it, and like for example, if today if there's enough raw materials coming in, they'll process the leaf, and then you know they'll sell it, and then maybe for a few days they won't have any raw materials coming in. Then they wouldn't need the employees for that, right? So this safety of employment, you know, guaranteed income, should be implemented, you know, or should be addressed mostly by bottle factories, because they're not doing it, right? For tea gardens, There are already laws that mandate us to have permanent workers or to get the work done. So for us, it's already a given that, you know, this has already been the case that it's been in. It's like, you know, there's guaranteed income for everybody, right?
Right.
So that report should address just simply because of the fact that the majority of the tea is produced by small tea growers. So the report should take into account the recommendations, you know, the oversight, the observations of the small tea grower, right? Almost every report I have seen, you know, from social welfare organizations, like either you speak of the USAID or I speak of some of the Nordic nations, you know, social welfare programs. Everybody likes to, you know, catch, you know, the organized tea sector, like tea estates, right?
Right.
Because that's what comes to mind. Like in North America, how many people, like when you think about, you know, the image of tea plucking, right? You get the image of somebody, you know, dressed up, you know, elegantly with jewelry, plucking leaf from a plantation up in the hills, right? That's the image of tea production. But that's not rightly so. That may be the case for, you know, partially, but the majority of the tea is now produced by small tea growers. And those factories, you know, have little to no oversight. You know, they have employees, but how much does a tea factory employ? 5-10 people at the most? We employ hundreds and hundreds of people, right? I'd recommend, you know, to, you know, any future reports, the recommendations should take into account what goes on within the small tea sector, right?
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.